right. Here it is. A Dave Lane staple.
That's right, Mike. It is time for a primetime edition of Hints from Heloise. It was first brought to the air on the Saturday morning show known as The Orphanage that Danny and I once did. May it rest in peace. And now I drag it out to kill a segment whenever I fill in on the station. It is ripped and read from sometimes the Dallas Morning News, but today from the Lompoc Record and from the Washington Post. So get out your Google machine and read along if you'd like. It is a column to help you with your life.
Right.
And let's get right out of the gate with some very strong tips from Heloise herself.
I need this.
Heloise writes, "Dear readers, here are some uses for old fish tanks / aquariums. Used to raise an ant farm."
Why the hell would anybody do that? Why do you want ants in your house? Who wants to sit there looking at ants? Just get more fish.
Well, but what if all your fish died and you can't bear to have more fish die?
Nobody's that attached to fish.
Well,
I don't know, man.
If you don't want ants, you can use it as a planter. You can make it into a terrarium.
Yeah.
Or you can use it to display colorful shells or rocks.
Or you can stick it in your butt.
I think these are all capital ideas.
Yes.
For using
or you
an aquarium
can stick your butt in it
and wash
keep
it.
A koi in it.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like a
let
portable
the fish clean it.
Portable koi pond.
Now, let's say you don't have an old fish tank or an aquarium lying around, but you really want to make a bird feeder. Well, Heloise writes, "Dear readers, here are some items to use as bird feeders."
Okay.
How about recycled fish tanks?
An old teacup saucer.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
An old bird bath.
Right.
An empty milk carton.
Okay, I guess.
Or a chipped plate you no longer use. That one's very specific.
Yeah, of course.
God. So just broken crap around your house that most people would throw away.
Yeah. Just
let's
stick it out as a bird feeder.
In them.
Although, that isn't very squirrel-proof if you just put a chipped plate out there with a bunch of seed on it.
No, it's not.
That's going to be like a buffet for the squirrels.
They need to change this to hints for poor people.
I don't know. I appreciate her efforts to help us repurpose
stuff. No, you don't care.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do. Yes, I do. You don't know me.
Yeah, I do. You throw everything in the trash. You recycle nothing. I guarantee you.
It's true.
Am I right?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Liar.
We are in the peak of summer vacation season, as you can tell by Ticket Dry Dock. And William H. in Spokane, Washington writes, "Dear Heloise, as a traveler for business, I've learned a few things about hotel safety. The first thing I do is check out the room, under the bed, in the closets, and behind the shower curtain to make certain no one else is in the room."
Cool.
Okay. "Make sure your phone works and the door locks properly. Know your nearest exit in case of fire."
And this is where? At motel rooms?
Yeah, well, he says hotel safety.
Now, this is describing a roadside motel. Again, hints for poor people. Because when you stay in a hotel that's halfway decent, you don't need to do any of that stuff.
So you don't...
All right, look, just because you are no longer poor, like... You've escaped the shackles of poverty that were so much part and parcel of your well-being, your early being.
Okay.
Not the rest of us have.
Hey, have you listened to our spots on this station? They're for BMW. I know who our listeners are. It's
so
the
it's
affluent.
Fun to laugh at poor people.
All right,
it's
all right,
people that are
laugh.
Affluent.
All right, well, what if we're shooting high?
Look who's not here today, Mr. Sideyard.
It's the only reason we're doing this.
That's right. So you don't, Danny, when you go into a hotel room for the first time, like tiptoe into the bathroom and rip open the shower curtain to make sure there's nobody standing there?
No,
or
because
a dead body
look,
in the tub.
If they're in there, they're going to kill you anyway.
What if you found a dead guy in the tub?
Well, then I call the morgue.
You don't call the manager?
No, I call the morgue.
I'd like to change rooms, please. There's a corpse in my tub. Melanie T. in Illinois writes, Dear Heloise, please make sure your readers are aware that a man on a bicycle can come by you in a crowd, grab your purse right out of your hand, and be gone in a flash. Hang on tight to your bag and keep it zipped.
Wow. Yeah, because he's never going to figure out.
Very specific again.
Yeah, because once he steals your bag, he's never going to be able to figure out this security device known as zipper.
That's good advice for all of us. I support this.
How many times have you seen a purse snatcher on a bicycle?
I don't know if I ever have.
Evidently,
in fact, I don't know if I've ever seen a purse snatching.
Evidently, it's extremely prevalent amongst poor people.
Yep.
Ellen M. has another purse tip.
The thing is, though, with the people that are reading this, there's nothing in their purse anyway, so it won't matter.
It's true.
Because they don't have any money.
Just a paper clip. Maybe
what a jerk.
Maybe a mint with hair on it.
Mm-hmm. A booger. The tampon.
Ellen M. in New Jersey writes, Dear Heloise, I carry a large plastic hook with me in my purse. It comes in handy in a public restroom to hang my bag on. Many stalls don't provide hooks. And when I'm finished, I pull the paper down off the roll for the next patron. This is a big courtesy.
That's awfully nice of that.
Ellen is really doing her part in this world.
Yes, she is. She's making
by prepping the toilet paper roll for the next person that takes a crap.
She's making it a better place for all of us.
Yeah, she's living her best life. Hashtag laugh, love, live, or whatever it is.
You think she has that up in her kitchen?
Probably. Is that
it? What is it with chicks and wood plaques with scripty sayings on them?
They're always at, like, bed and breakfasts.
Yeah. Home is where the heart is.
That's right.
Family lives here.
I have all the... You are my whore.
Yeah. You need to do a line of...
Tiger
bric-a-brac.
Text. Bric-a-brac.
Mike sayings.
That'd be awesome. You go into a B&B, walk into the bathroom, and there's this really nice, like, grandma-style wooden plaque, and it just says, You are my whore.
Yeah, it's like reclaimed barnwood.
Yes.
With a white swoopy font that says, You are my whore.
I love you, but I've chosen to use your mouth as a toilet.
Yeah, that's perfect for the bathroom.
Oh, somebody
Everything
please make those.
Everything is going out there a lot more than we think it is.
That, yeah. The guy's just standing there peeing, looking at it, going, that doesn't make any sense.
B1 Domo, please make
figure
these.
That out. All right.
James J. in Houston writes, Dear Heloise.
You know you're 3 minutes late.
What? No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are, dude.
Am
breaking
I?
45.
You sure are.
It's a new era.
Oh, damn it. Well, do we need to dump out then?
Yeah, he does. He doesn't
are
like
we dying?
This. He doesn't like this segment. Otherwise, he wouldn't give a damn.
Okay. Well, that's the end.
That was good E-News, dude.
Well, E-News on the way.
There's stuff happening in the world a lot more than we think it is.
Okay.